And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 333. Do you want to tell them what you said, Mike?
I said half a devil.
666. Hey, it won't be long. It won't be long before it is.
I thought of something else.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's on fire today.
Well, you know that cricket umpire that does that? Well, he's dead now, but he did the little jump at 111. He would have done three jumps now.
Would he?
David Shepherd, yeah.
Oh, God, him, he was useless. I remember him.
And the other thing
when I was watching England 99.
The other thing is, if you go into Slack...
I'm in Slack.
And Johnny says, sorry for the short notice, I won't be at Maroon tonight.
Mm.
Two people have given that a thumbs up.
I know. I put a little tear on it and wished them well.
So, Johnny, two people are glad to see the back of you.
Oh, do you know, we never hear how he gets on in the quiz. We need to make a note of that.
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah, need to see how he does. Anyway, how is everybody?
Hey, Kimmy.
Right, let me get into the chat. It's been a heck of a
Paul's
day.
Paul's watching the chat and he's in a Teams meeting.
Have my deepest sympathy, Paul.
Yeah.
There's the chat. Hello.
Was it yesterday I was? Yes, it was yesterday, wasn't it? I have lots of meetings. I had half an hour to go to the toilet.
Yes. No time to eat.
For the whole day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy beans it was yesterday. Right. Shall we all play with Paul's mind in the chat? Oh, who's seen this new Mac?
In the flesh.
Well, not in the flesh. No, more in the diagram, as it were.
Well, I saw it on the newsletter, the email you sent out.
It was one of those things that
hey,
I thought...
Hey, Tony, you found us.
Hello, Tony! Newbie in the house! Say hello, everybody! Ooh, Kim's ready to set up the SSD so you can boot your Mac with it. It's not a difficult process. Where are you at? Have you got it out of the box? Let's start with getting it out of the box. I'm putting in the cloudly thing. Said new Mac. I'm just thinking, can you honestly see yourself sitting there and working on this monstrosity? Oh, I've still got the picture of the dog bones from yesterday. What's the matter with it?
Why have you got pictures of dog bones?
Oh, it's a long story, Mike. It was the same with grot bags. That was the day before.
Grot bags?
Oh, she was fabulous with grot bags. Right.
She's not grot bags.
What? Who isn't?
Lola.
Wasn't talking about Lola. Oh, right. That was the day before, Mike. No. You're not following along at all.
No.
Right. I've got a link, right, to a picture, which is Apple's work on mixed reality headsets revealed in new patent filings. Take a look at the picky. That's going to be your new iMac. I mean, there are just no words, are there? This is the company that can't even make a battery without needing to recall it 57 times in 3 years. And they think that's going to be my workspace. With a kind of document, or no, to be correct, a portion of a document in 3D space. I'm just laughing like a hyena here. I mean, can you imagine? It's bad enough having a set of headphones on or something. Now you've got to have a virtual reality headset on to see the document. And if you look at the keyboard, it says keypad, keyboard. I think that's it. But when you look at the placement of the trackpad, I don't have my trackpad there. My trackpad's only ever on the left. But the whole thing to me just... Maybe in 300 years' time, Apple, but until then, never mind. Right, so where are we at with this SSD? It's warming up to room temperature. Excellent. So it's out of the packaging then. What are you doing down there? Oh, it's 6 o'clock again, so she's off on a frolic of her own, is the dog. She's actually been headbutting me all day. If I stop stroking her, I get headbutted. So I'm a personal slave at the moment. The lovely Lola's having a lovely, lovely day. She has had a very good day, hasn't she?
She has.
We've played in the garden. We've been out to two different parks for walkies. Then there was the football in the garden, wasn't there?
Yes.
Then there was the treats. So she's treated like an absolute
She should
princess.
Be tired by now.
She's not in the slightest bit tired. There you go. No, she's not. You're going to have to wear those stupid glasses. Well, I just looked at it and I thought, you know, they're talking about mental health and they're talking about the ergonomics of the work environment. Well, the ergonomics of my work environment do not include me strapped into a set of VR glasses like that with some keyboard that looks like it's come out of 1870, like the steampunk era. And then this non-existent glass screen in the middle where I've got a portion of my document in 3D space. I know if we look at our kit from 1980, it's progressed a bit, fair enough. Even from TV shows in the mid-90s, we've now got flat screens and stuff. But, in essence, if someone from the steampunk era did come back, they'd take one look at the keyboard and think, yeah, I could use that. So, Apple, no, not happening. But you know Apple. Do like to play with our minds, don't they? CQ, Deb, CQ. Looks like a Lego. So it doesn't look great, does it? It does look like a little Lego man, you're quite right. There are no words for that, because I don't see. I mean, if the patent is for the virtual reality headset, what on earth's all the rest of it about? And why is there a physical keyboard and trackpad? Because for many years they've been showing you things where where the keyboard is kind of reflected onto your desktop and you just tap at your desktop. But you will notice that the keypad's got no actual keys on it. I've been saying that for years. Make them glass haptic feedback. That way you ship one keyboard for the entire planet. That's what they've been doing with the iPhone since the first iPhone. Because one of the issues with the iPhone, when in, let me think, 2006, the autumn of 2006, they announced it in 2007 in January. In the autumn of 2006, people were putting up like, well, Apple can't do this, they can't do that, and these are the problems. And one of the problems was that all the keyboards were different in each country, and Apple did away with that because the keyboard's virtual. So they can ship the same phone the world over and you can make it whatever keyboard you want. And I've said, when are they going to, and they do the same with the iPad and the large iPad, when are they going to do that with the Mac? Oh, that set her off.
Mm.
That set the A-lady off on the landing. I don't know that one. That's all she ever says, you know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Don't know what set her off, but something did. But they've never seemed to have followed that up, which is most unfortunate, because I think I would quite like that. We'll see how that goes. Hello, Pete and Annie. Good to have you with us. Kim doesn't like the idea of you looking around out the window at the dog. Exactly. I mean, you'd have to have like a pass-through mode. I just don't see people. It's one of those things like the Sinclair C5. While it might have been a good idea technically, I just don't see people sitting there wearing that. You'd have it on and off like a yo-yo. And it also doesn't show you from that how it actually attaches. I mean, can you imagine sitting there with like virtually a pair of goggles on? I'm just not seeing it. Maybe for gaming, but not just general work. And that's talking about portions of documents. So that's not for gaming. Why do I have to put something on my head to see a document that I can see perfectly well on my iMac? Oh, don't get me going, Apple. They do things and wind me up. You'd rather have a flying car? That's not a bad idea, actually. Mind you, have you seen most people's driving? Can you imagine it if you liberated them from the roads as well? I don't think it would end well. Obviously, for you and I, it would, because we'd be fabulous. It's everybody else. Right, so your hard drive. So how long are you leaving it to get to room temperature before you do something with it? And have you got carbon copy cloner? Because that's where we need to start. Carbon copy cloner. What OS are you on? Is it Catalina? Is she getting giddy? Oh, it's playtime. I'll just drag Daddy out into the garden. You do have carbon copy cloner. Excellent. Oh, that's your starting point. I presume you've got a case to put the drive in to get it connected. When you connect it, it will tell you it can't read it. It will need to initialise it. Because it's an SSD, you need to initialise it to Apple File System. It's an APFS. So Apple File System. So just format it using that. It will prompt you. It will sit there and say, you know, you need to format this. Have you done that before inside Disk Utility? Let me know that. If not, have you formatted a drive before, Kim? If not, I've got a blank drive somewhere, so I could take some screenshots and show you that. Once you've got it formatted, excellent, right. Once you've got it formatted, you can forget Disk Utility then. You can go off into Carbon Copy Cloner. And all you need to do in Carbon Copy Cloner, make a new set of settings. And you're only going to need to run this once if you are retiring the internal hard drive. So it doesn't really matter. The options are less significant. How I do it, if it's a clone of my hard drive, is I set it up so I use strict volume identification and the safety net off. I also choose to run a deletion pass first. Now, that won't make any difference to you because the drive is blank already. What's probably a better idea? Let's hide the sidebar and take a screenshot. This is the one I actually use overnight. So this one was used last night, as you'll see at the top. Run today at 20 past one in the morning. Let's take a screenshot of that. Okay. Right, that's there to share. And there we go. Once you've made that, that's it. Now you will notice in the top right hand corner, there is a little message, and the little message, the warning symbol. The warning symbol is telling me that this computer would not be able to boot from it because the security settings don't allow it to boot from a backup drive. So you would have to fix that as well. So I will show you what the message looks like. And you, all you need to do is to follow those instructions. So you would need to reboot while holding down Command and R. That takes you to recovery mode. And then inside recovery mode, it's like a very, very limited macOS version. On the utilities menu, you will see the startup security thing. You can go in with that and do the changes that you need to do to let it boot from an external drive, and then you are basically good to go. You just change your boot disk to the clone that you've made, and you are good to go. That is in the system preferences. Inside system preferences, you have, where is it? Keep renaming stuff. Don't keep renaming stuff. There we go. Inside system preferences, you will see it's in a set of its own, little section of its own, and it is the startup disk. And all you need to do is verify that it's you by logging in at the bottom. So click the lock. You will see your new drive listed, and you click on that, and you make that the boot disk, and then you restart, and you're done. That's it. Now, your internal hard drive isn't actually broken yet. So that is actually still there. One thing you could do is clone the other way round then. And until that internal drive does die a sad death, you could use it as your backup. Or you could use an external hard drive and create a disk image and take the whole thing to that disk image, which I do if I want to share the disk space with something else. But I tend not to do that. But there again, I've got a drive full of SSDs just sitting there. In fact, I actually think I've got some SSDs in the COVID cave. And I've just forgotten to open them. Well, they were on offer at the time and they're not cheap at the moment. SSDs at the moment are probably the most expensive they've been in a while. Let's have a look. 2 terabyte SSD. The last one I got was quite inexpensive, and I've looked at them. Let's see, all buying options. £186.99. Yeah, not happening. The last one was about £115. You can get 1 terabyte much cheaper, £78. But I don't think I paid 78. Let me have a look. No, I paid 68. But at least the difference is only £10 on that one. It's not quite as much. I know it's pretty new, Paul, that message. But just in case it's there, you might as well know about it as not. Oh, Pete's been running on an external drive for nearly 2 years. I've done that, Pete. When the internal drive goes, you can guarantee the thing is out of AppleCare. Probably just by a week, but out of AppleCare. So I've got three older Macs running on external hard drives, and they run sweet as anything. Because obviously they're a little bit cooler as well, because the drive's on the outside. And I don't have much in the way of performance issues with them either. I know, because they're older, I think one is a 2012 and one is a 2014, something like that. Because they were spinning discs and now they're SSDs, they actually seem to be exactly the same speed to me. So I wouldn't think you'd have an issue in terms of performance, possibly with certain things, but certainly not in everyday use. It's been absolutely fine for me. I'm going to try on my demon iMac from hell, the one behind me, the one I used to use before I got this one. It's very quiet at the moment, but without warning, for no reason, the fan comes on and it goes absolutely mad with itself. And I'm thinking, need to do the Biggles thing. And it won't make a jot of difference because it was doing exactly the same when it was on High Sierra. So I thought, right, what I could do is Biggles it to an external drive. So copy the drive, clone the drive with Carbon Copy Cloner, and then do the Biggles thing on the top of the external one and see if it still goes crazy. If it does, then it's not hardware related, and I can troubleshoot from there, see how it goes. It's really not that difficult, Kim, honest. Just pretend that the SSD is going to be your backup. And once you've done that, and you've got your backup there, like Paul says, you may only see that. I didn't know whether that was a Catalina message or not. I never used to see that message, but it has come up lately. So that's only if you see it. But if you don't see it, then it is literally a case of going into the system preferences, choosing boot disk, and just choose your new drive, which you will have copied with Carbon Copy Cloner. It's easy, honest. Very difficult to go wrong, because the first step of the process is getting a copy of your main hard drive. Once you've got that, then all you need to do is to change the boot disk. And luckily, you're at the point that the boot disk isn't actually broken. If you were at the point the boot disk was broken, which was where I was the last time I did this, you've got to boot to safe mode. And sometimes you can't even do that because the main hard drive is broken. But you're at the lucky point that it's still working. So as soon as it's cloned, you can go into the system preferences and do it from in there, which takes away a whole level of agonizing hurt trying to get into it when it won't boot any other way. You will be fine, Kim, I promise. You've got the screenshots in there. We could do it live. We should do it live, shouldn't we? Live support. Oh, can you imagine what show that would be? You will be fine with it. And I reckon it could run a whole lot better. Who knows? Could certainly do with these drives coming down in price a little bit, couldn't we? I did a backup on one that was 1 terabyte, and I did it to a 2 terabyte. And it just gave it a little bit more room. But I've basically retired that one. So I'll probably reformat that one. But get stuck, let me know. No problem at all. So do we feel it's a no to this reality headset iMac thing? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We've also got another product, a mystery product. B2002. I wonder what that is. Let's have a look at it. Well, where is it coming up as? Model number to be decided, but the product name is B2002. So what do we suspect that could be? B2002, what do you reckon it is? It's a mystery product that has been released in the Bluetooth listings.
B2002?
Headphones of some description? AirPods 3?
No idea.
Could be. You never know. Anyway, what's everybody been up to today? I've been up to the eyeballs getting ready for tomorrow. And I must admit, got sidetracked on YouTube. This happens a lot. It was a U2 concert, what can I say? There are full U2 concerts on there. So there was me enjoying my little self watching that. So I had that on in the background. Bono can be quite distracting at times. We got his full medical history at one point, which I could have lived without. But apart from that, it was a jolly good concert. And I enjoyed that. What else have I been doing? Oh, I had a governor's meeting. Yeah, that went well. note the sarcasm. Can you detect the level of sarcasm involved? Oh, Lola, what are you doing? You're headbutting my chair again. That's because you're not stroking me, mummy. Oh, she's demanding, isn't she? She is. So I think that was my day. Your day's been chaotic, hasn't it? Wall-to-wall work.
Yeah.
And meetings and trainings. And I think that was it. Oh, no. No, I tell a lie. I am lying. Oh, no. The excitement of the day was spotted something yesterday, didn't we, Mike?
We did.
We did. And I thought, don't do it. It never ends well. Leave it alone, I thought. What's your problem? She's looking at you now in a demanding way.
You've eaten. You've played.
Yep.
You've toileted.
Yeah.
You've walked.
Yeah. Yep, do you know what's missing, Daddy?
What?
An extra special dentist stick from Kim.
You've been brushed.
Ah, that was what did it. He brushed her. Never ends well when you do that. No, so, spotted this item and I thought, don't do it. It never ends well if you do that. But I thought, yes, but there's 10% off. So I bought this item with 10% off. But I thought, I won't mention it until it works out well. Because I wanted to share the glory of this 10% thing. But if it didn't end well, then it wouldn't be any good me telling you about it, would it? Because you'd be like, that didn't work. But it did. It did. All through lockdown, before lockdown, we would go out and we would buy Apple Store vouchers and we'd get a discount off them. The discount has been as much as 30%, but this was years ago. You're lucky if you see 5% these days. But there is Apple Tunes vouchers, Apple Store and iTunes vouchers at 10% off at Amazon at the moment. So I got one. There were some things in the comments. One person bought it and then gave it a zero review. They thought it meant store, as in Apple Store. Yes, they're closed. It's a global pandemic. But they thought it was money off in store. So they could buy like three of these things, £100 each. Only they only paid 90. Then they could take them into the Apple Store and swap them for an Apple Watch. Doesn't work like that, does it? No. They are for apps and services like Ulysses or subscriptions or whatever that you may buy. That's what they're for. But the 10% off. So this is the link in the UK. Do have a check abroad. They may be there or may not. Was that the right one? Let me put that in. I think that's the right one. It's closed the page. That's the right one. It closed it on me. So I managed to get a £100 iTunes voucher for 90. Short version, 10% off. Worth having a look. Worth having a look. Hello, Pete. That is Pete and Mrs. Pete.
It is. Pete and Annie.
No, not Pete and Annie. That's the other Pete. It's P&A and P&E. It's very simple. It's very simple.
Yeah, Pete and Annie's in.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware of this, Mike. I already said good evening.
Oh, well,
when you were outside.
I was outside with a dog getting run ragged.
Well, Pete with Pete and Annie has been in Teams most of the day. I'm back to the Church magazine tomorrow. Oh. Mind you, you are doing it, aren't you, in Affinity Publisher, which has had the most amazing updates. Oh, loving all of those. I am deep in the designer updates at the moment, trying to make head or tail of one of them. And all of the demos that I'd seen were like, not bothered. Nah, you can do all of that different ways apart from one. I found a use for it. I don't think that's why they've put this feature in there, but it works fabulously and was something I was desperately looking for about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think, and it didn't work, but now it does. Excellent. Hello, Tracy. I hope you've seen my reply regarding the shorts. Never, ever, ever, ever happening. Ever. Actually, I tell a lie. It's never happening again. It did happen once, didn't it, Mike, the summer we met?
Yeah.
Yes, I had a pair of navy shorts. I obviously realised the error of my ways. They've been consigned to the bottom drawer ever since. Yeah. There you go, Mike.
What?
The old love hour trio.
Who says that?
Kim. Oh. At the bottom of the chat.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. She posted that. I have, Kim. If you've got them, then it'd be easier than me searching through, but...
Well, when was Love Hour? How long ago was it? Because I opened that before because I wanted to put some songs in.
Come here.
I wanted to make sure Baby Love was in there because Mary Wilson died this week. So how long ago was it? Was this doing your Love Hour?
Yeah,
that
Love
one.
Love Hour. Love Hour.
Let me have Love a look. Hour. That must have been ages ago. Mind you, it does go back to April last year. Wow. If you've got some idea of when we might be able to find it, Mike will find it. It's just a matter of sorting it out. You cycle in a skirt. Yes, Tracy. And if I could have got crinolines on, I would have done. It's all to do with the length of the skirt. But no to shorts. Definitely no to shorts. And jeans and everything else. Let me have a look up here. Oh, Renee's been data merging in Publisher. Excellent. What are you doing now? You are up to mischief. I wouldn't mind. I've given you an extra treat. Crying out loud. What can you do with them? The contour tool. Yes, Renee. Are you enjoying that? You found a use for it? Jonathan was very excited by that, I must admit. And I was more of a, I've tried it. Yeah, whatever. I know there's like weird and wonderful things you can do. But I do prefer updates that take the app to the next level rather than just tinker around the edges. So the addition of the data merge took it places it could not go before. I did a fake mail merge, if you remember. We did it in two different ways. If the data you wanted to merge was a date, then you could use the number option. If it was more than that, you did the design in Designer and then you did an export as a PDF. And there was a trick in Word that made it full screen. And that was how we did it. But adding data merge was like, wow, that's taken it to a totally new level. But the contour thing was all a bit blah to me. Oh, you've actually got a moving date, have you, Pete? Oh, boxes. Boxes and boxes and boxes. Don't forget the kids. Won't go down well if you forget the kids. You are allowed to lose a box, but not one of the kids. Priorities, Pete. The last time we moved... Yes, I know. You want fussing. The last time we moved, I was 12. And I remember we moved into my grandmother's granddad's for 2 weeks with all the furniture and the boxes. I literally climbed into bed and bed was this like sofa bed thing. It threw a tunnel of boxes. It was fabulous. But I remember leaving the house for the last time. And Mum said, because I was leaving before she was, Mum said, make sure you've got everything. Don't leave anything behind. I stood there looking at all these boxes going, how could we tell, Mother? But I don't think anything actually got lost. So congratulations and good luck with that. We look forward to hearing from you on your return that everything has landed with you. Oh, dear, dear me. So I like that one. What other things were in Designer? Really, Designer was playing catch-up with a couple of these features, but they're there now, so they'll need looking at. So we'll look at that. But what do you think, Renee? Is the contour option something that floats your boat? Oh, got the keys today. Wow. You're moving in episodes. That's wise. That's very, very wise. Signal bridges. Is it a new build, Pete, or an older house? New ones have walls like paper, which is fantastic for Wi-Fi. Older places like ours, yeah, not so much so. No. In fact, I didn't know until I put a shelf up for my mother. Oh, she wanted a couple of shelves putting up, which, you know, that should have been really simple. And then she decided she wanted to put four bathroom cabinets in the bathroom. And the idea was to build like a wall of mirrors. Now, I'm not overly keen of that many mirrors either. But she was. She was definitely up for that. So we went into the bathroom and I started drilling. And I pulled the drill out and it was just like a stump. It literally had gone to like a needle point and it was stumpy. And it was making this grinding noise. And I worked out with what was coming out of it. It was slate. We had slate in the walls. And what they'd done was, there was all sorts we found here, actually. It wasn't like half bricks in the ceiling space and all sorts. But we found that they'd like put this slate in the wall and it was just randomly placed all over the place. When I say random, exactly where Mum wanted the shelves, funnily enough. So I think I went through like 24 drill bits to get these holes drilled. And it was one of these, it'll only take us an afternoon, she said. Yeah, and the rest of the week. Because obviously the walls were just solid. But that's why we have issues in certain places. It's where the slate is. So we use Velops, Linksys Velops, as a mesh system. And that's okay, isn't it? We had a bit of an issue where the cameras decided not to work with it, the CCTV cameras. But they just all suddenly fixed themselves, so we're leaving it be. Leaving it be. Ooh! An old farmhouse, parts date back 300 years. Yeah, I think we're going to need possibly bridging with cabling there, just to be sure. I think I can do that with the Linksys, but I left them be. The first one is obviously cabled in. The rest, no, and they're absolutely fine. What I had before that was Airport Expresses, and they worked as bridges. And they were fine for years and years. And then all of a sudden, we got a lot of dropouts. And the one that dropped out the most was actually the newest one we had. So we had an Airport Extreme. Hanging off that, I think we had three Airport Expresses. And then we got another one because I was sure one of them wasn't working properly. So we added this new one. So at that point, we had five in a mesh. And it was still iffy. The symptom was it would just go. And you would then need to reboot a particular node. You would know which one because it wouldn't have the green light on it. But I noticed more and more it was this one particular node. So we took that out of play and it was fine for about another 4 or 5 months. And then another one went. Apple by this stage had decided that networking wasn't where it was at, which left me with a problem because I had obviously used non-Apple stuff for years and years, but I hadn't looked at anything but Apple stuff from 2006. So I think at this point, was it about 2 years ago? We unboxed them, so it must have been about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just looked round and I thought that these Velops look fine. I'll get some of those. But they were priced about £100 per unit, which wasn't bad because it was actually cheaper than the Airport Expresses. But even so, you know, if you could do it a bit cheaper, that would be good. And what happened was Amazon got like a daily offer on and they reduced the price to like £210. They were £399 originally, which was £133 each. And then they got reduced to about £210. So I thought, we'll be having some of those. So I bought some, set them all up, thought, yep, that's great, but there's only three of them. And then I got another three and we put those in. So at that point, six of them. We've actually got nine now. We've got two in the extension outside, the other side of the slate. We've got, is it two in the office, one in the studio, one in the bedroom, one on the landing, one in the hall. And we have three spare, just in case. Because I said to Mike, I'm not having it that like one breaks or two breaks and that's it. You know, the others can't cope on their own. So there's actually three in a box spare. So what's... Ooh, let me have a look at that link, Pete. Be so excited here. Oh, that looks gorgeous. Just look at that. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, it should be worth the trouble there, wouldn't it, with the Wi-Fi? Oh, look at that driveway. I am liking that. Absolutely gorgeous. Liking that fireplace too. Oh, those floors wouldn't do you, would they, babe? Oh no, we'd have to have carpet down for her. Wow. I think you're going to have enough room in there for all your boxes. Possibly just about. What a staircase. How fabulous. Oh, I love that garden. Think that's the back or the side. Oh, I'm liking that bedroom with that lovely little corner in it. It's the kind of purplish bedroom. Gorgeous. Yeah, you need to get rid of all of the grass, obviously. Oh, look at the kids' room.
I've just seen the kids' room.
How many bathrooms? Wow. I'm glad I'm not cleaning this, Mike. Apparently the bathroom's my job. Mike never told me that. That's why I didn't get done. But now I know it is. Oh, that garden's fantastic. And so little mowing. Is that a different building at the bottom? Oh, that would make a fantastic work area, wouldn't it? If only you could take your work home with you, Pete. Mind you, who would want to do that given what you do? Absolutely fabulous. Oh, uh-oh, grass. Plenty of it. Oh, no. Oh. Let's catch up over here. First time you've had storage space in 10 years. Oh, in that case, you're not going to have much rubbish to fill in it. So it can be all properly sorted out. Had to be big enough so you could get the kids at one end and you at the other so you can't hear them. Yeah, we tried that with the dog. She doesn't have a volume switch, but bless her. It's beautiful, Pete. Absolutely beautiful. So which end's going to be yours? I'm thinking like Tracy, that looks like a totally separate bit. Maybe it's not though, but it looks it. And that could be your man cave. Unless, of course, Mrs. Pete wants it. Maybe she doesn't want to hear the kids either. I believe kids get a volume control when they're 18. But it's only a rumour. You see, then it's not kids screaming. No, they're playing their music. Absolutely fabulous, loving that. The end with the best Wi-Fi will be yours. Oh, I do hope Mrs. Pete is more understanding of the need to potentially lay cable than Nina is. Nina won't let Chidge lay cable anywhere. So have you had a look at that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you thinking about cleaning the bathrooms? Because I would be. Oh, dear, dear. You need to get somebody for that. Get somebody in to do that. There's loads of pictures here, isn't there? Wow. Ooh, what's that? Oh, it's an ornament. It's a garden ornament. Liking that. I do hope you've got somebody to do... the grass. Oh, and garages too.
Didn't realise there was 57 pictures.
Yeah, there's loads. Now, you see, that garage one at number 57, the last one, Whenever I see garages like that, because I said this to Paul, you don't need garage space. Turn it into more office space. That could be the server room. Mm. Who needs a car?
That's what Pete's done, isn't it?
We're not going anywhere. It looks absolutely amazing. Cable around the house rather than Wi-Fi. Well, you could Wi-Fi it, but a mesh system is an extender will extend it in one direction. So you would have to extend it out like a longer path and then take the Wi-Fi off there. The mesh system is better. Mine is Linksys Velop. The other ones have been mentioned in there from Renee and Paul. But given the size of it, given the age of bits of it, you may need like a backbone between two areas. And that will mean that you won't have any dropouts no matter what, because it's on a cable. What we do is there's a cable coming up the stairs from the point downstairs where it comes in. So upstairs, it's cabled from that point. So what I do is I lay two cables, the backbone and the spare. That was the one I showed you the other day that Maya did not chew through. It got broken on the door. That way, if the cable does go, you can just instantly swap to the other cable just in case there's a fault on the cable. And that way, it won't be impacted by anything. Because with Wi-Fi, it can be impacted by anything. The weather, the lot. So I take that out of the equation. I mean, obviously, I can't wire in iPads, so I do have Wi-Fi. But I assist the Wi-Fi with some cabling. So particularly if you're trying to take it through the house from one end to the other, might be an idea to have a backbone running through it and then put some wireless nodes on it. And that will probably give you the best of both worlds. If Mrs. Pete is obliging in the cable laying department, which Nina is not, much to Chidge's annoyance. So he has a problem where it comes into the house, the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is near the TV and their house is a bungalow. So his man cave is at totally the opposite corner to where the internet comes into the house. And his problem was, it was tantalising that he could see the printer on the Wi-Fi, but whenever he tried to print, it either failed totally or it like printed garbage. So I'm wandering around checking it all and I'm thinking, well, it's working here. And it worked in another room and it didn't work. And I said, the problem's your Wi-Fi. It's dropping out before it's getting to the printer. So I recommended that he put a cable in from the living room, around the edge of the living room, across the hall and into his man cave. And that way there would be no problems at all. Nina said no. No cables. No cables. Which made it difficult. So then he had to get like a repeater and it all got tricky. Might have to negotiate in the cabling department. For a lot of people now, originally used to go into the hall a lot, but for a lot of people now, they go straight into the room where the TV is if they're taking their internet from their TV provider. But I don't know if there's anything in there yet. What I found when I had Virgin in to put ours in, because until then, ours was on the phone wire, the copper wire. When we went with Virgin, it was cable. So they needed to drill through the garden wall, get the cable from the garden wall to the house. And then basically you could have it wherever you wanted. So I had a discussion with them and I said, I don't want it taking through any of the windows because they'd literally only just been put in. And the thought of somebody drilling through one of the windows, mother would have been on beta blockers. So I said, my preference would be to have the wire around the window, over the door, down the side, up the... And he said, yeah, I can do that. So we had it taken in to a plain wall in the hall and it comes in quite low. And that gives us the opportunity then that they put like a faceplate on it, which means, you know, that's it. Your points are there. Some people have had it put in upstairs, but mainly it's handy by the door. That way it works for... What I've done is I've got two wires coming upstairs. That's the upstairs backbone. And I've got another wire that goes around the front door into the front room, into the dining room. And then can, if we want it to, we could take it out into the extension. We've not had to do that with the Linksys Velops. they've been fine without that. But the option is there for us. One thing to think about if you are having it put in from scratch and it is cable, is the length of the cable from the box on the wall to your router that they leave you with. Because left alone, they make it that short, you wouldn't even be able to move it for cleaning. If you coughed, it would fall over. So I said to them, you know, I'm going to need at least 3 metres there. And he said, that's a lot. And I said, I'm going to need to move it for cleaning, aren't I? And things. So he didn't mind once I told him. But left alone, they leave you with it so short. If you decide to move it fractionally in the future, do something with it, you'd have to have them back out and then you have to pay them again. You could try and get some of the cable yourself. But then if they found out you've done that, then you're in trouble. So you might as well just get them to do it. The last guy left me with a spare cable as well. He said, oh, I've cut 3 metres off here and I'll leave you with a spare one just in case because you know what you're doing. As he tried to work out how this was what happened, he came in and I'm there with my iPad and I'm looking at the back of the box. So I take a picture of the back of the new router, which has got the SID on it and all the other stuff you need. And he said, that won't work. That won't work. You know, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And what he was meaning was, you'd have to put the stuff in. You couldn't just connect to it as if you were connecting to your existing Wi-Fi. So he said, because I've not configured that yet. So I said, right, fine. But what I'd done was our primary node has the Wi-Fi on it. So what he meant was we've taken out the box that had the Wi-Fi on it. And until I turn the Wi-Fi back on the new box, you won't be able to get anywhere. And I thought, well, I will, because the Wi-Fi never came from that box. So once I'd got a connection and was busy running a speed test on it, he was like, how did you do that? And he couldn't fathom it. Shit, technically, it shouldn't have been working. Hence, I got the extra cable. So think of that as well. Right, going back up now. There we go. Yes, it is definitely more reliable and it's faster. That's a very good description, Kim. Jane Austen. It's beautiful, isn't it? I'm sure Mrs. Pete wants it good internet, though, Pete. So I don't think there'll be much negotiation involved. Ooh, a MacBytes housewarming. Distancing, social distancing. In my governor's meeting, all I had them going on about was it's coming up to half term and I really wish we could go on holiday. And I thought, but we can't, can we? Then it turned out one of them had got long COVID. And I thought, well, you clearly shouldn't have been let out of the house in the first place. But there you go. What about the systems that use power lines to carry a signal? I wouldn't rely on those, Pete. They can be good, but they won't give you the full speed. Usually they cap out at about 30% of what you could probably get with cables. If you're going for cables, go for the best cable that you can get. So they used to be Cat 5 and then Cat 6. I think Cat 7 is probably affordable these days. So go for a decent cable. So when Anthony had Virgin, he had TV in the lounge. In the living room and front bedroom and the internet in the back room, which is the office. They usually allow something like 45 minutes for an install. And they like to be in and out. Now, obviously, for us, it was simple because we weren't having the TV put in. So when he came in and he said, where am I putting the TV? I said, what TV? So he said, is it just internet? I said, yeah. Well, what about the phone line? I said, I haven't got one of those either. So no TV and no phone line. He thought, brilliant, in and out 15 minutes. That was when his machine decided to do a Windows update. An hour and 20 minutes later, he finally got back into it. Oh. Anthony used to use power line adapters. Fairly good. Every so often you have to go around and reset them all. To be honest, you might have to do that with mesh systems. It depends. And everything has to be on the same ring, I think. I think speed wise you're probably best with Ethernet rather than anything else. 2022, Tracy, good grief, it's going to be 2023 at least. Uh, You see, what is it with ladies and cabling? You see, Mike never has any of these problems. Mike's like, I see you put another 7 cables in. And I'm like, yeah, look pretty, don't they? All colour-coded. Actually, I don't like colour-coded for backbones. What I do instead, if you're going to put 2 backbones in, get some coloured cable ties and cable tie, like a red cable tie to the end of one cable, and then put the red one at the other end of that, and then your other colour to the other one. And that way they are semi-colour-coded. You could take them off if you wanted to, but you don't have to live looking at red and purple and green cables. They are all innocuous cables. And once they're in cable trunking, what difference does it make? It must be something to do with women, this. Because my mother was the same. Until she said to me, once this cable had worn away, she said, well, I said, I'll take it under the floorboards. And she said, don't worry about that. Just shave some off the door frame. So I said, do you really want me to get a chisel out and channel, put a channel through the door frame? She said, yeah, I'm fine with that. And I thought, who are you and what have you done with my mother? Was my attitude to that one. But it works better. 2023, you hope not. Dr. B gets married in 2022. Hopefully it'll all be all right by then. I see the AstraZeneca thing. I've now got another one coming out. I've given up. I've actually moved on. Do you know what I found today? Because I thought of Kim. I ran out of pandas. I think I've seen every panda video on YouTube calming me down after I've looked at the news. That was when I stumbled across, oh my, a live stream from a puppy thing. This I think it's some charity or other that breeds dogs to be like working dogs. Oh my word. Enjoyed myself with that. And then of course there's Lola, who's either on one side of me or the other, lifting her head backwards and headbutting me. Wants stroking, mummy. Keep stroking me. She's so cute. She hasn't been like this before. I have no idea. She has not been like this before. But she's taken to coming in the office, and she's got her own little spot on the floor now. That's her corner. And I've got a picture of her upside down in it, sleeping away. Do I fancy coming to do the cabling and convincing Mrs. Pete it's pretty? How malleable is Mrs. Pete on the cabling front? It's practical. I really don't get that. Well, like Nina, I said, but Nina, it could run under the carpet. But I'd know it was there, she said. And Chidgey's just like rolling his eyes as we discussed, well, maybe we should get this repeater and try doing it that way. But to me, it's like a practical thing. It's practical. And it's in cable conduit anyway. Do you? Probably not in a house like that. I was going to say, in newer builds, they actually don't have a skirting board. It's like a fake skirting board. You pull the front off and the cables are behind it. That's what you need to do. Convince her that all the skirting boards need changing. That would cost an absolute fortune, but so worth it. So worth it. And do you know how you get that past the lady? Oh, yeah. Really simple. She's going to decorate it to a little heart's content, isn't she? Well, if there's a problem with the cabling after that and it's in the wall, all that's going to have to go. But if it's in the skirting board, it was worth every penny, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Just find something that's worth Pete, and then go for that. It'll be fine. Oh. AZ's vaccine is supposed to be out in the autumn. I'm presuming this new vaccine will cover what's out there now and something new, but there you go. Kim's still laughing at the I'm not a cat meme. That is a classic. I've loved that one. Love that. Let's have a look at that. See if it's like mine. Getting the link from Paul. Oh, it's not working. Okay, let's do it manually. Mine is sort of like that, but I didn't need to bother with the corner pieces. But yeah, what I did with it, because the next thing will be, you're not screwing into the woodwork. I put mine in with a roll of like sticky pads, only it was on a roll. So I turned it over with this roll of sticky thing, put it on the back, and then just stuck it on. That way it will actually come off. I didn't fancy the screw holes in it either. And then you just put the front on it. Now, that kit has got like bits for going around corners and stuff, which I just didn't need. Mine starts at the bottom. It goes up the side of the stairs. But then we've got this bit like a little landing where you'd have to take it all the way to the back and then across the back wall and up the stairs. And the problem with that would be that's not where it needs to head. Honestly, to take the cabling that way, I would have had to have gone round one side of the little landing, the front of the little landing, up three stairs, round the toilet door, round the bathroom door, round one bedroom door, and then finally got it into the office. So what I did instead was I got it to the top of the stairs and then just slipped it under the carpet. So it's actually underneath the top step. So it runs underneath the top step under the carpet, and then it comes out of the carpet at the other side and disappears behind a cupboard. So the only time it's an absolute nightmare is when you need to change the backbone, which is why I lay a backbone and a spare. Because at the point that something does happen and cables do wear out, and sometimes you just want to upgrade the cable. But if it's at the point where there is a fault on it, and the thing when there's a fault on it, trying to find the fault, which bit of cable is the fault on, I can usually tell just by looking at the lights, but that's an acquired skill. At that point, I just swap the ends. I don't have to touch the cables at all. So if you are going to put one in, put two in. You might as well. Tracy, do you mean you've not seen the cat thing? The cat thing's the best thing all week. It was his secretary or assistant's computer, apparently, which makes you wonder what she'd been up to, seeing as though that was left as the default, doesn't it? The guy who owned it put USB charging plugs in the kitchen, so there's some useful tech input already. You're thinking you're getting a Nest heating system. Oh, now Jane's got one of those. I know we don't see Jane often. Jane is a long-time MacBiter. She would be able to give you advice on that if you want any information. She's had that in for about 3 years. Absolutely loves it. I went for something probably a little bit more expensive than the Nest thing. I just installed hard drives and turned them on. So we don't really need the heating on, ever. I am not a cat. That's going to be the quote of the year, I think, isn't it? I mean, there's been quite a few things on Zoom, but I think that one. I wonder if the judge thought he was, you know, trying it on. But like I said, it's got to be better than the other guy, the Tobin fella, him. At least it's taking the edge off that one. At least this one's something we can all laugh at instead of being completely horrified by. Oh, the joys of technology with muggles, hey? It's fabulous. Fabulous. Right, get that drive formatted, Kim, and then do your clone and let us know how you get on with it. You'll be fine. You know where we are should you get stuck, but I'm sure you'll be fine. Nest isn't a thing in Spain. Oh, I would have thought. I have no idea actually how that works, but I would have thought it would be compatible with most things. What we really need to know is, are you getting a Ring doorbell? I don't have a Ring doorbell because we don't really use the doorbell. Plus the fact I don't want anybody ringing the doorbell. But what we do have is two cameras trained on the front door. We do need that. You're going to give it a go for sure. You'll have to listen back. You kept the photos. You'll be fine. Just treat it as a normal backup until the point that you go into the system preferences and say you want to boot to it. And you can't go far wrong with that, because if you then unplug that drive, it will then reboot to the original one anyway. So while it's still working, it's just the point to be doing this. You've picked just the right time to do it. You don't want a Ring doorbell. No, me neither, Tracy. Apparently, they get nicked all the time. What I've found is, since we've got the cameras in there, there's a blue light on the front of them, only like the size of a pinhead. But this blue light indicates that it's actually recording, and I assume they think it's going up to the cloud, which it can do because it's a NetView system. We don't even get people like dropping off leaflets anymore. Seriously. So just the blue light on the front. You wouldn't even have to have them plugged in, to be honest. But no, a Ring doorbell wouldn't do me. The Amazon man rang the doorbell today. And I thought, are you an imbecile? Because on the outside it says, Royal Mail, Amazon, please leave item in porch. You know, that means, like, do not touch the bell. And we've got three doorbells. I know, don't ask, long story. There's one on the outside and there's two on the inside, I think. What is it, two on the outside? Whatever. So I've wired them and they're hooked up to like a battery system, but they're wired in such a way that if you push them, I don't hear it because I've turned them off. I've basically put a circuit breaker in between the bell and the batteries, and you now have a switch where you can turn the bell on and off. This came to me because Mike's flat, when I first met him, his doorbell was actually wired to the mains and he could just turn a switch off. And I thought, that's genius. But ours wasn't wired to the mains. Mum decided when we had the double glazing done that she'd have a wireless doorbell. Don't go there. Don't ever buy a wireless doorbell. They are spawn of the devil. Ours, just people would ring it, push it and it wouldn't ring. But we worked out over time, we had inadvertently got the same doorbell as the couple next door. So when people rang ours, their bell rang. And when they rang theirs, our bell rang, which was funny for the first sort of half dozen times. After that, absolute nightmare. So this doorbell worked when it felt like it. Mum decided at that point she wanted the old one putting back in without drilling through any of the frame. This is why I'm the queen of the dirty hack. Because I said, but Mum, you can't do that, Mum. Because the doorbell's on the outside, you know, and you can't. That's what I want done. And failure with my mother was not an option. So I thought, right. And she said, and don't think of drilling through the door. And I'm like, stood behind her going, don't think of drilling through the door. I knew exactly what she was going to say. So I ended up, I did actually manage to do it. Me and a straw and this bradawl thing through the side panel, not through the actual door thing itself, but where the door met the woodwork. I thought, if I work my way through the mortar, we might just be able to do this. But when she had the old one taken out, she wanted the wire cut off. So that meant I had to go out and get some wire and then rewire it again. So that's how come the doorbell is now how I want it to be, where we've got this switch and we just turn it off. So if we know we've got something coming and it's too big to leave in the porch, like, you know, two iMacs, then we would turn the doorbell on. But other than that, I don't want to know. Don't want to know. Oh, Tracy's got an industrial klaxon doorbell. Like a mechanic, so fabulously. Oh. No, this one we've got's really weird. The one we had when we moved in, it was fine. And Mum didn't change it until this decided to do the double glazing thing. And the one we got was absolutely useless. So she wanted to put the old one back. We had not even changed the batteries in 40 years. It was unbelievable. It just kept going. So I did. I had to put that one back. So she'd kept the bits, I think. So I had to put the screws back in where it was hung on. It actually had those holes on the back that you could actually hang it on there. We'd moved it at some point. It was towards the back of the house, but we moved it to the front. So I can't remember when that happened. I don't think that was me. Once I'd got the thing cabled up again, it's great. You know, we can hear it. It would be more difficult to hear it where it was. But now I wouldn't go for all these clever, fancy things. I just want a doorbell, but not a wireless one. I mean, Mike's mother had exactly the same issue. She would say to us, oh, the doorbell's not working, you know, so knock on the door. In the end, she just gave us a key. Just let yourself in. And she said it was a new wireless one and it's not worked since they put it in. I thought she must have been like the 20th person I had heard of. Oh, that wireless doorbell. Yeah, it doesn't work. And I think, why do people do that? If ours actually went, I'd just replace it with a standard thing. I wouldn't go for. Now, see, I didn't know that the batteries would drain like mad, Renee. You're opting for a Logitech. I'll have a look at the Logitech. I've got Logitech other stuff, but I honestly can't see it. I think as long as I can see who it is, I'd be fine. And most of the time, I don't want to see them anyway. So there's a list of instructions outside. You know, if you're selling something, you can disappear. If you're asking for money for charity, you can disappear. I've got my own charities. If you are Royal Mail, put it here. If you are doing something else, put it there. There's a whole list of instructions. So as long as they play along, it's fine. No one ever rings the doorbell. No wonder the batteries last 40 years. Oh, Mrs. Simon, good evening. The dog is the doorbell. Now, Maya would have been, but Lola's quite relaxed. Far too relaxed. So, no, she wouldn't be the doorbell. She wouldn't. You tuned into City and Guilds Electrician Level 1. Yeah, specialising in doorbells, Simon, at the moment. Oh, Kim's expecting snow. Oh, fabulous. Hello, Lola. You going to say hello? Oh, you think you've had daddy all around the garden, you're wet. Oh, wow. No, we've only had a few flakes and that's it at the moment. Tracy sometimes wishes they could talk to the callers. Most of the messengers don't wait long enough to get down the first flight of stairs. That would be a good idea, actually. You could do that with the Ring doorbell. You could probably do it with just an external camera as well. Because they are... When Mike's in the kitchen, if I put the camera on, which overlooks the back garden, I can hear what's going on in the kitchen, so I could actually speak to him through that. So that would actually be possible, Tracy.
That's scary, isn't it?
It scares you, yeah. Funny that. Barney screams when the doorbell goes. I'm sure people come to the door must think we're torturing the dog. Yeah, Mayo was like that. He was, but not Lola. Quiet beast, Lola. Oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it? Simon, were you with us when we looked at the upcoming IMAX? Yeah, I'll say no more than that. I'll get the link and put it in. It's supposed to be virtual reality headset-y thing, but the future of the iMac is now, apparently. And we worked on the principle of, no, that's not happening. Not any time soon is that happening. But there you go. Right. No Jonathan with us tonight. Jonathan was at a quiz. I think tomorrow night, every one of us needs to ask him how he got on. There you go. Simon really needs a dual monitor Mac Mini. Yeah, I don't see you making do with like this funny headset thing you've got to take on and off, do you? That's what we decided. And this kind of part of your document in midair in front of you, floating. I just love the way it was. It's just ridiculous.
It sounds
ridiculous.
Like a HoloLens.
Or was it a Google Cardboard? One of those things. It'll be hideously expensive if it ever sees the light of day. Maybe Mitsubishi are doing it because they're supposed to be doing the car, aren't they?
They were supposed to be getting me a HoloLens at work to do some training on. But then the pandemic hit because I wouldn't fancy using it.
No. Oh, Tony. Tony's not heard his doorbell for the last 4 months, but he's managed to book a flight back to the UK on Sunday. You want to hear the doorbell again? I guess in your case, you do want to hear the doorbell. I hope you're not flying in from a red country where they're threatening you with 10 years in jail if you don't isolate in a hotel for the princely sum of £1,750, which was probably more than the holiday. Let us know how you get on. Make sure you've got internet if that happens, because we need you to join us. Right, OK then. Well, it's Two Show Friday tomorrow, so we'll head off and sort out how that's going to happen, given I've got a bit of an issue with an app. But we'll get there. We will, won't we, Mike?
Yeah.
Right, so for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.